and write in the clash with the system, we lose our innocence, but write in this clash, we can gain our maturity. And only nature is our school, and we can only be taught in it or self-taught within it. And we can replace authority with different kind of authorities, but each new type will exasperate its nature, oppressing nature as a whole. And the 10 seconds of automated intervention is 1,000,000 times more destructive than 1,000,000 years of direct human intervention. And above all is the unrestricted development of human culture that can ensure the balance between humans and other humans, and humans and the environment. And like a parasitic force, aristocrats gain more and more ground, and we can only oppose to it, ostracizing them. And we can be either violent against the systematic violence of the system, or completely non-violent so as to let its violence emerge. And humans are simply not depressed, they are depressed as they have to comply with a system depriving them of their individuality. And those who have appropriated themselves for the proximity to natural resources are taken over by new ones and circling the natural resources to such extent that they are all suffocated. And right, because we are rebels to the system, we have regained the generative power that the power of the system has sterilized. And the only thing the state-driven society may progress with is the level of bureaucracy. And the more structurally the system bends us, the more structurally we can chant its critique. And in a property, what counts is the capital to sustain it, while in an ecology, what counts is the skill of people to take care of it. And rather than war being the health of the state, war is the baptism with which humans are initiated into the state. And equality doesn't mean to give more power to minorities, but be equal in a sense of diffusing power altogether. And if you can't trace a linear trajectory in evolution, we can certainly trace one in de-evolution. And science can show us a million things, yet it is only us in direct contact with nature that should know how to live. And it is in direct forms of nomadism that we can regain our lightness both towards others and towards the environment. And back to the small unity is the salvation to a catastrophe that the big unit is triggering. And rather than the surveillance of the state, let us ourselves learn to survey our own ecologies. And the one feature of the centralized system is to make the unnatural natural by getting us used to live detached from our natural self and surrounding. And the ecological alternative is always used as a way to counterbalance rather than substitute the source of intoxication. And ultimately the old leaf will have to fall to give way to the new leaf, or else a new tree will have to grow altogether. And if from the inside the new establishment seems to be set to repair what the old establishment has caused, from the outside the battle is raging. And suddenly all the flowers we were so much used to are gone, and all the fruits have been eaten and the leaves have fallen. And the joy to pass on the torch of life is truncated by the obsession to assess that no life takes a root of its own. And as long as there is a state, there is no community. And so as not to infringe the properties of the state and its members, we are only given with simulations so as to settle our curiosity for reality. And if infrastructure between A and B brings prosperity, all along A and B brings degradation. And as we proceed to deindustrialize the environment, we ought to proceed to de-school society. And unlike nature, so the state works that the more static you are, the more you can benefit from it. And in all our long adjustment to reality from below, we ought to be reminded of the sudden irresponsible interference of the state from above. And the heroes of the other day will be forever remembered as the villains of the time to come. And when work requires more than the community can offer, then it becomes a form of capitalist exploitation. And removing all forms of dominance over nature, we exclude also the possibility to be self-reliant. And the state has grown to become such an established religion that no one hardly questions it anymore. And it is not about being nostalgic, but literally what is beautiful belongs to a decentralized era. And the problem is not that political ideologies do not work, but that they get ostracized by a conformist politic. And as in a democracy, capitalism cannot work in the long run, non-democratic alliances ought to be established. And to be ecological in the end, all we need is a more straightforward system of harvesting, digesting and defecating. And much violence was required to uproot humanity from nature, but once it was uprooted, no longer it was required. And so it seems in the end that discipline is the necessary condition for autonomy. And the good state is the one that has a very well-defined ghetto within, and it is in itself a very well-defined privileged nation in the ghetto of the world. And the question is whether we want to keep the straight but meaningless access or return to a meaningful complexity. And from a sociological standpoint, everything we are accused to be, it is a pathology of the state. And it is clear by now that there can't be any ecology unless the system is decentralized, and decentralization should be the focus. And ultimately, judgment should be made based on the effort of people to be self-reliant. And it is a question of we all, whether we can be outside the system whilst being locked inside. And more than cultivating the land, it is the cultivation of our intimate culture that contributes to the nature. And externally powers confront powers, yet internally powers have to confront a nature that keeps on regerminating. And the rich have their luxury properties, they do not really have time to live, while the poor have no time to live, as they have to maintain these properties. And ultimately, any urban concentration is a high concentration of power that turns into a high concentration of radioactive dirt. And a society based on a structural use of chemicals may be, in fact, not a society to idealize upon. And there may be a meaning for everything if we just let go to it. And every society has its boheme side degenerating into aristocracy and vice versa. And when the game seems to be irremediably over, a new game begins. And only touching the bottom and adhering to it, we can nurture our elevation. And people are very happy that a new elite has been established, while they should be altogether upset that an elite still exists. And at last, we are all indigenous people who have been extracted from a local environment, and at last we ought to unite to get back to it. And the aggression has already been accomplished, and we are only the numbed offspring of a systematically raped nature.